Intervju Radija Študent.
Pozdravljeni, veriš intervju, z mano sta duo Bad Zoo, oziroma Filip Aleksandrov, producent, in bobnar Saša Aleksandr Mališev. Jutri v sklopu Hyperboloid Showcase nastopata na MENT festivalu. Trenutno jih pa imamo v vetru. So, guys, welcome. How are you doing in Slovenia?
Hi, it's a really nice place. Definitely fine.
Hi, we just arrived yesterday, so we just haven't time to explore the city, but we have fine time.
Did you come just for the MENT festival, or are you touring around Europe?
This time it's only MENT festival, because we have a big show coming back in Moscow. It's on 8th February, and we have to make everything prepared. So now it's only MENT festival, but our guys will continue touring on Europe.
Oh, that's too bad. So, I know that you're a part of Hyperboloid here, Records Label Showcase, but how did you get to know these guys?
Oh, actually, it's like legends in Russia, so then I just started to make electronic music. I already knew about Hyperboloid existence, and we met each other maybe 3 years ago. And Sergei just came to our show once and then twice, and then he started to manage our shows, and then he offered, then we understood we are ready to make an album. He offered to make it on Hyperboloid, so that's just how it happened.
Okay, so for the listeners, those that you do not know, Hyperboloid is a Russian label, really cool, forward-thinking electronic music. They've been going from 2004 or 2003, something like that. The legend says the guys met on Soulseek due to similar tastes, but I actually saw the first stuff from you on their sub-label, Internet Ghetto.
Yeah.
Did you just send like a commission, or how did you get?
It's a funny story actually, because of course I was sending them very first records of Bad Zoo from the start. But when we came to Berlin, we signed our first release with Through My Speakers, the really cool Berlin label, and after that they answered me like in 3 days or something, hey, come on dude, let's make something on Internet Ghetto.
Okay, that's cool. So how did you guys meet each other?
Oh, it's a long story. It was almost 10 years ago on a studio in the center of Moscow, with really interesting, cool story that we can talk like for hours.
It was almost 10 years ago, so he was 16 or something, and he was really little.
He was
drummer.
24.
Something like this. He was a student of a friend of mine who was drumming in extreme Russian rock band, and we were hanging with each other for 6 years, and after it I said, man, you are the drummer, I'm the musician, why we are just hanging out, why we are not making something?
Okay, so Bad Zoo actually started when you two started collaborating.
Yeah.
It started earlier. I started Bad Zoo, then I ran my own production studio, and I started this like a project for myself, just to avoid all this boring clients shit, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I made a few records, I made a few shows, then I offered to Sasha to collab in this project.
Okay, but I think we should touch upon the subject of what you actually produce or play live. So it's a mix, I'd say, of different African rhythms.
Well, I like mixing a DJ set in a drum set situation and in one concert. So it's like a DJ set that consists of our tracks and some new tracks that feel digs up every day, and we like playing it sound to sound with the drums.
Okay.
In a live situation.
But on Ment you're doing a live performance, right?
Yeah. It's always like this. So it's always a big mashup of all music, mixing with our music and the live drums. So I've never played. I started like a DJ, and I like to DJ very much. So it's always a mashup between our music and others' music.
Mm-hmm. It seemed quite funny to me that your, bio on Facebook or VKontakte was something like wrong ethnic music.
Yeah, it's exactly how I formulated for myself, because it's not only African rhythm, it's we are making more and more music with Muslim culture music and Muslim pop music, so it's
like a fusion.
It's a new way to understand ethnic music. Like now we have internet and we have all information we want, we can produce something that consists more than African music and bass. We can mix everything we want.
Mm-hmm. Do you have like a audience for that in Russia? Because I think your music is still very niche.
Yeah, it's funny because then we just started. We were sure that we will find our people everywhere except Moscow. But people just started to feel this energy somehow. It's not about ethnic, it's about a wild rave energy, and people are ready for this in Moscow totally. So we actually made a really, really big fan base in the last 3 years. And we are, first of all, we are Moscow-based band.
Okay. How is it playing drums in a live rave setting, which I think it's very energetic and things get
it's
kicked around?
It's very energetic. Like we are sweating like I think a little liter of water during the performance, and it's totally fine. You give a lot of energy to the people, and they transcend it back to you, and it's a wonderful experience. It's a little bit exhausting physically, but what you feel after the concerts is like indescribable.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the live aspect of your music and different rhythms that maybe we aren't as used to in like tech house or house, like stereotypical music stuff, is gives an audience like a new feeling? An inkling, an interest.
Yeah, of course. It's not only like typical straight rhythms. It's mostly syncopated African stuff and rhythms with a strict bass. So it mixes up, and it's, I think it's a nice contrast between the rhythms that gives the people the feel, the vibe to chill, the vibe to dance, and like overall emotion. It's rises up and down because of that.
Mm-hmm. For myself, I discovered your music by accident, actually on a good accident, on Spotify, by following from the EP She's Drunk, Sub Club.
Yeah, that's my mate. Yeah, he's crazy one.
Yeah, and he's definitely not Russian.
Yes, he's not.
So. Are you the only ones doing such stuff in Russia, or would you say there's a growing base also for musicians, not only for the audience?
She's Drunk is not Russian, he's French, I think, and he lives in Berlin. So, but he played in Moscow, actually. Coming back to Moscow stage, we got really interesting bass stage, which consists really... really fresh new sound. We still don't have something that we can call Russian bass sound, but we have a lot of new producers which you guys should be interested. What about our music? It's a really, really empty field for us, because it's not ethnic music is still really conservative in Moscow, and the way how we perceive it is just something unique for the Russia.
Mm-hmm. Is it also important for you what visuals you present with the African masks on your EP, the
Actually, it wasn't so important for us that we just started, because I'm the musician, we are the musicians first of all, but then we became more popular and we understood that we need to go further. I just started to think, how can I visualize my music in pictures and in movies, and I just found this connection between Russian reality with these ethnic masks, which worked wild together. Just I don't know why, actually. Then we just started to mix it and started to use it in our shows and in our photo sessions, etc. We just understood that that's the thing.
This might go into like a gray territory, but usually when we think of like folk or ethnic music, you think of something exotic, let's say Indonesian music, Australian Aboriginal music. Where do you stand on the like the cultural inspiration or cultural appropriation in other
I rather
symbols?
Say that our music is ethnic music of big cities, I mean huge ones like Moscow and New York, where people are coming with their own roots and they're mixing in something new. So that's the way how we perceive ethnic music now. It's something that mixes with everything in big cities in something really unique.
Do you think that is also held by different networks like online VKontakt or something like that?
I think the internet is the main tool for our music, because it's the only way we can mix all this ethnic stuff without traveling. So I think Facebook is one of the main tool in our promotion and etc.
I know what let's say an intermezzo before we get to more serious stuff. What's the craziest party you did?
The craziest party?
Craziest or the most memorable?
Oh, I think it was on Nidar when we recorded the track.
No,
machinery station.
I think we are talking about parties.
Parties.
Or performances, okay. Whatever.
It wasn't performance which Sasha is talking about. It's actually about Supreme, our first LP. Then we started to think how we can produce all the trash drums, like African ones. He came up with the idea to go to the Empty Factory and to record everything on the death machines, etc.
Metallic parts and stuff like that.
But if we are talking about craziest party, man, like every third party in Moscow is so goddamn crazy. It can go bad in very different ways. Like everything can happen, like police can come and we will get busted, or like somebody will overdrugged in crowd and something will happen. Like I don't know,
I think in terms of the massiveness of the event, it was a witch out.
Yeah, do you know about witch out?
I'm literally quite clueless about the Russian.
You should just dig about it, because it's one of the most interesting things about our local stage. Like this genre, they call it witch house, which appeared in USA in, I don't know, like 2010 or something. It became so popular in Moscow that it turned to huge raves for 3,000-4,000 people each. And the music is extremely dark. So these guys, they actually was the first in a big game who found us out. And they just bring our own antic music to the dark rave, and something just happened. It was exactly the place where we should play. I think, yeah, every single Witch Out party was so insane during the massiveness, and the shit was so crazy. And every time they invited big stars like Zebra Cats or the back, or like big, really big foreign names, which were, and they were hang out with the crowd every show with Witch Out is insane.
Okay, we had some Witch House parties here in Slovenia.
Really?
But they were maybe for 100 people, something like
that. Oh, no, no, it's not, it's not a Witch House party.
2,000 of people, yeah, it's crazy rivers, and they're all messed up, and it's like...
They're so young, they're so
amount of
passionate.
Energy, you know.
Yeah, probably you can never compare it to something like here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Like, that's why I'm talking about it, like, about Russian authentic rave stage.
Is our race like something big in Russia now?
It's I can't say it's
in the big cities only.
No, yeah, I can't say it's a big thing because it's not a total massive thing how it runs in Europe. Yeah, but it's a thing which we are actually really needed because raves are a real big piece of our freedom in the big cities. Like, it's something we stands for. So actually government try to kill it every single year in really different ways. Clubs are closing, people are going to jail, you name it. But still it's alive, and every new year brings new wave of musicians, producers, promoters, and they're still unscarable, I rather say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wanted to say about how the politics see this music and rave movements or stuff, because
if you pay enough they don't see you.
Like, yeah, that's how it works. Actually things gone better this year because I think they just understood that the more you press to us, the louder we are. Yeah, so the I Speak, you know, the band,
yeah,
it's a beautiful example of the wrong politic with young people. Yeah, they tried to stop their shows, and actually they fought.
Made a lot of hype to them.
Yeah, free, yeah, they made them huge. Even my mom, which didn't listen to my music, they knew the band, you know. So I think it was a big lesson for all government that this way is not a proper way to communicate with us. We need to talk somehow, we need to compromise somehow, and there is no way to avoid it.
Okay, so would you, before you said that raves give you freedom, yeah, do you think like this freedom is only in the name of hedonism, like being young, enjoying yourself, or is it also for
do
many
what you
people
want,
political?
Think, yeah,
actually,
stand against what you want.
we are disgustingly sober on the raves because like we have to quit drink for 8 years or something, so we're sober all the time, and the way I perceive it is just I don't know, it's a really big important thing for young generation. Because there's not many ways to have fun in Moscow, like mostly your job sucks, your university sucks, you don't like things which are happening around you, and you need just something to believe in. And on the other hand, the music which is burning for these raves, sometimes it's amazing. We got big names like Summer of Haze, I Speak, even Bad Zoo. It, without these dark raves, it won't gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow at MENT, we definitely won't be having a giant rave, but we'll be having a lot of fun, I think. And tomorrow you'll be playing Supreme, so stuff from Supreme also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The first long play
it,
album
it was the
you
first
put out,
long play, yeah.
And you put it out on Hyperboloid Records. Did you make the drums? Is it a live take, or did you first record drums and
it's
then produce
both. It's like
it?
This, yeah, and that in different tracks.
Like sometimes, for example, the first track on the Supreme, the House of Zoo, it was recorded and produced for 4 hours. Totally, like we came out to the rubbish,
yard, like the rubbish yard nearby the studio, and we recorded everything here for the like 1 hour, and we basically
then we came back to studio and
full track
and cut it, and it was done. Sometimes it took months for me, it takes months for me just to find the right idea. I'm mixing a lot of electronic drums, and sometimes we replace it by live drums after. So the album, it's a big pain in the ass, man.
Well, but it's really fun. I recommend it wholeheartedly. And you have a collaborator on it. It's spelled K.
Yeah, Kiki. But we spell it like Kiki. Actually, that's my girlfriend. She just started to rap. She just started to make this kind of music. She was a pop singer in Russia, and actually she sing on Spanish first, and then I was working on Supreme. I just needed a voice. I just needed a voice to work day to day, and I just offered her, "Do you want to rap? Do you want to try it?" And man, it was a really nice idea. Now we are producing her own EP, and she definitely will sing on our next Bad Zoo LP.
She actually will be on...
Will be on MANT tomorrow.
Oh, that's really cool to hear. So guys, thank you for the interview. The time is running out for a bit.
That's really cozy.
Yeah. We'll see you out of the studio, but first, for the Slovenian listeners, to je bil duo Bad Zoo, ki ga lahko slišite jutri na MANT festivalu, sedaj pa od njega poslušamo skladbo Moskva Bad zadnjega albuma Zaprim.
Got me sex on that.
Intervju Radija Študent.